Welcome to this meditation called Parenting My Inner Children. So this is a new inner child meditation that I wrote based on my own daily practice. And if you want to jump right into the meditation, you can just move ahead to about 2.5 minutes in, because I first want to just share a couple of things about this concept. It's our job to take care of our inner child. It's not our partner's job or any other person's responsibility. And if we do not lovingly parent that part in us, but we ignore its needs and feelings, our power selves will take over and parent the inner child. For example, we all have an inner pusher that pushes us to achieve something. That part will take over and bury and drown out the inner child. Or our inner perfectionist that wants things to be perfect. Or our inner pleaser that's more concerned with other people's needs and feelings than with our own. What also happens in that case is that the child, which is not parented lovingly by us, by our loving inner adult or our aware ego, bonds into other people. And that bond is unconscious and often desperate or clingy or needy. However, when you parent yourself with loving care, you achieve a sense of inner peace and self-love, and you're able to have healthier relationships from that place. And when we speak of the concept of the inner child, what we're referring to are different aspects of that part. We can also look at it as a group of children of different ages. And there's different aspects. For example, there is a fearful or scared child. There might be an introverted child, the shameful child, the sad child, the playful child, the curious child, the proud child, and other aspects of that energy. So in this meditation today, we will address different aspects of this part of you. You will connect with several of your inner children. So make yourself comfortable now. Allow your eyes to close gently. And take some nice deep belly breaths. On your inhale, your belly is coming out. On your exhale, your belly is getting smaller. You're breathing in relaxation. And you're letting go of all stresses, tensions, worries on your exhale. And again, breathing in peace. And letting go of all struggles. And one more time, breathing in, allowing yourself to feel calm and peace. And on your exhale, just letting go. Then become aware of the grounding earth energy underneath your feet and connect with that energy. Imagine that you can draw that earth energy up through your feet, up your legs, up your spine, and you're bringing it all the way into the center of your chest. Then become aware of the universal energy or the sky energy above your head. It's vast, it's infinite. Draw that sky energy down through the top of your head and also bring it into the center of your chest. And for your third breath, allow both at the same time. The grounding energy is coming up, the sky energy is coming down, and they're both meeting in your heart right there in the center of your chest. And then imagine gathering all your inner children around you. Perhaps they want to come and sit in a circle on the ground with you, or snuggle up under the blanket on the sofa or the bed. Or perhaps you're outside with them in a beautiful garden. Wherever you are, just gather them all around. All your younger selves. There's the baby, the toddler, the 4 or 5 year old, the elementary school child, the preteen, a teenager. They carry your emotions, your sensitivity, your creativity and playfulness. So let's begin to connect with them one at a time. I will guide you to get in touch with different emotions and to find the child who's carrying this emotion. And if you need more time with a particular child, just stop the recording to have a loving parental talk with them as long as you need. So we're all scared at times or even anxious. Let's first of all connect with that feeling of fear. Right now, if you had to rate that emotion between 1 and 10, how much fear or anxiety are you feeling? 1 is just a bit uneasiness and 10 is absolute panic. And once you have determined the number, you can allow yourself to notice where in your body you're feeling that fear. Where is it sitting? Now let's see how old that fear part is. Find the little girl or boy that first felt this fear. How old is that child? And ask yourself honestly how you feel towards that fearful child inside. And if you feel judgmental or critical or angry towards it, you feel irritated and annoyed by it, then you're not connected with your loving adult self in regards to that child. Another part of you has been parenting this child. So ask that irritated, annoyed, angry, critical, or judgmental part to step back. Let it know it can relax. You're here. You're stepping up to be this child's parent. You've got this. You could say, "Thank you for parenting my child. I am here now. I've got this. It's okay, you can relax." And then notice that that part is stepping back a bit, relaxing a bit. Now ask yourself again how you feel towards this fearful child. And if there's another part in the way, you can stop the recording and keep asking those parts that are so judgmental or critical or angry about that fearful child. You can ask those parts to relax and step back. And you keep asking until you get to a place where you can clearly see this child, where you find that you have tender, loving, caring feelings towards this younger self. Now, as you're experiencing those tender, loving, caring feelings towards the scared little child, focus completely on that child. Feel the love you have for her or him. Give your child a hug or hold their hand. And let her or him know you understand. Say, "It's okay. I understand how scary life can be." Tell me what you're afraid of. I'm listening. And I will take the necessary action steps for you to be able to feel safe. Listen to your scared inner child really closely. Find out what's going on for her or him. And as the loving parent, find a compromise to move ahead in whatever is going on in your life, but in a way that makes your inner child feel safe and calm. And I'll be quiet for about 30 seconds, and you can just pause the recording if you need more time. Now check if your fearful child is complete. Is she feeling better, calmer? What number is the anxious sensation in your body at right now? Has it gone down? If not, stop the recording and continue talking to your child. Take her or him seriously like a real child. What is needed for her or him to calm down? What do you, as the loving adult, need to do for your fearful child? And when that fearful part inside of you is complete, give your child another hug. And then let's tune into another emotion. Whatever emotion is present. Do you want to explore the emotion of anger? Or sadness? Or mistrust? Or envy or jealousy? Or loneliness? Or rejection? Or feeling like a burden, or feeling unwanted, or feeling invisible, or feeling shy. There are so many emotions to choose from. Just pick one that comes to mind right now, that stands out. And then first rate the emotion on a scale between 1 and 10. How strong is that emotion? And then find the sensory location of the emotion. Where in your body do you feel this? Now, how old is this part? How old is this child carrying that emotion? What was the experience he or she had at that age? And then ask yourself how you feel towards this younger self. And if one of your power parts is in the way of feelings of criticism, judgment, anger, and so on, ask those power parts to relax and step back. You're here to parent this child in a loving way. You've got this. And if you need to pause the recording again to allow those power parts to relax and step back, do this. And when you're connected with those tender, loving, caring feelings for that younger part of you, communicate with her or him. Perhaps it's a baby or a toddler, a young child or a teen. Just listen closely to the feelings. Comfort her or him. Let your younger self know that you're here now, ready to parent them on a daily basis. You want to know what their feelings and needs are, and you're taking care of their needs as the mature adult that you are. You are speaking up for your inner children, getting them what they need in order to feel safe and loved. They do not need to bond into anybody else. You're here for them. You've got this. And I'm going to be quiet again for 30 seconds. And you can stop the tape, the recording, if you need more time. Now, when this part of you feels complete, you might now decide to connect with a different aspect, perhaps with your playfulness or your creativity or your sensitivity. As we grow up, we often lose the connection to those traits. But there's a child inside you that's playful, one that's curious, one that's full of joy and laughter. One that's creative, just for the fun of creating. One that's happy just to be in the moment. One that's very much in tune with nature and with other people. So which of these precious qualities do you want to connect to now? And then rate that feeling on a scale between 1 and 10. Find it in your body. It might just be a glimmer right now, but it is there. Ask how old the child is that is playful or curious, full of joy and laughter, in the moment, or in tune with everything around, or happily creating without agenda. How old is she or he? I bet this child has missed you. Missed being able to express this trait. Let her or him know that you're here now. It's okay to play. It's okay to have fun, to be in the moment without agenda. It's okay to enjoy life, to be in tune and to create, just for the sake of a creative activity. Let your child know that you want to be in the space with her or him. What does your child want to do to bring out this quality more? I'm going to be quiet for 30 seconds to communicate with this aspect of yourself. Make sure that you make a concrete plan on how to bring this value into your life more. And then say goodbye to your inner children for now. let them know that you will be back tomorrow. Even if it's just for a quick check-in and to address their needs and feelings. They can rely on you. You're going to be there for them. You've got this. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and have a wonderful, balanced day, feeling so good about yourself and about your inner family.